Hi, I'm Caroline.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Neostalgia.
This is a Neopets podcast, but like Neopets, it is not for children.
So, hello and welcome. Today is the 10th day of celebrating year 25 as we record, which means it is now December, the last month of the year. Wild.
Crazy.
We made it. Yeah, we made it somehow. It's been a year.
It has.
It went fast, I guess.
It's like one of those things where it's like it feels like it moves fast, but then at certain points it's like individual days and weeks are slow. But then you look back and it's December and it's like...
I feel like the last couple of months went really fast. Like November went really fast for me. I just 100%. Feel like it didn't even register it being November. Now it's December. I'm like Christmas. Yeah. So, yay.
Yeah. So, happy holidays to those of you who are celebrating. If you're getting ready for Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah has already started,
it is Hanukkah,
I believe.
Yeah. It is.
I think we have been busy.
Life has been so busy.
Work, obviously, always busy. And then Hannah is getting ready to move.
Yes, I am moving literally tomorrow as we record. When you hear this, I will be settled in.
In your new apartment.
New apartment. We're moving. We're getting our keys tomorrow. And then our moving truck is coming Tuesday. But we're going to move as much as we can, like, on our own, because the shorter amount of time that we have the movers, the less it costs.
That's right.
So,
I mean, it makes sense. You really only need them for, like, the bigger stuff.
Yeah, we just need them for the...
get clothes back and forth.
Yeah. We have, like, their clothes and, like, some, like, breakable stuff. I'd prefer to just move in my car, like, just in case.
Yeah,
that's fair. And then we'll just leave, like, the heavy boxes and, like, obviously the couch and, like, TV and all that shit. And then we have to clean the apartment so that they give us our deposit back, which they probably won't because, like, I don't trust them to get it. Also, our deposit was only – we moved during COVID and it was only $500, which usually it's, like, 2 months rent or something, like a deposit – or a month's rent something for a deposit. So –
I don't even remember what our deposit was because
That's how they get you.
Like 7 years ago.
It was like a deal during COVID that was you only have to pay $500. So if they have to put it towards like a deep clean or whatever, fine. But it's in good shape, all things considered. The cats have kind of scratched some of the carpeting, but there's no carpeting at our new place, which I'm really excited about.
The dream. In our apartment, we have this trash carpet. It's literally like the cheapest carpet you can get.
They're always every time, ours is too.
Every time you like vacuum, like you get a shit ton of fibers.
Yep.
And then we, for some bizarre reason, also have carpeting on the stairs outside of our place. Well, not the stairs, but like the landing, which is like so that bizarre because it's like every time it rains, it gets all squishy. You get like algae and shit on there.
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
Carpeting is a thing of the past. I think we've moved beyond it as a
society. We've evolved past the need for carpeting.
Just let people put a rug.
Yeah.
You know? And you don't, like, I don't know. I guess hardwood can be, like, cold, but it looks so much cleaner, like, even when it's not clean.
And it's so much easier to clean. Yeah.
And if you spill something, it doesn't leave, like, a stain.
Yeah.
You're not stuck with, like, a weird stain on your carpet forever.
Yeah.
I remember my parents ripped up the carpeting in their house. And it was like a game changer. Like
We have at my mom's house back home. She has a while back got rid of carpeting in most of the rooms. So we have like hardwood, but there are a couple rooms where we still have it. And she had to constantly be getting it cleaned.
Yeah.
Because we had our dog who would like very occasionally pee inside and then like stain the carpet. Mm-hmm. And then she had to pay to get it like deep cleaned. And I was like, what's the point?
Well, it's also, if your dog or your cat throws up, if you throw up on the carpet,
who knows
like,
what could
it could happen.
Yeah, and if then, you have kids.
Right. Like, and it's like, then you have to, it's so much easier if it's hardwood.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, it's like, just wear socks.
Right. Exactly.
It's fine.
Wear your socks and slippers and then, you know, you can just vacuum and mop. Easy. Yeah. So looking forward to that. Our current place is just carpeting in the bedrooms, but it's still, you know, there's just hair everywhere, especially with animals.
Yeah.
So
do you have
an
in-unit washer dryer?
We do.
Hell
we ended up getting lucky with that because there's only like half of the units in the building have them and half don't because of like the zone, like how it's connected to whatever and like laws about things plugged in wherever. So I will say the washer dryer look like they haven't been updated since like the 70s, but sure. As long as they work.
Yeah, as long as they fine. Work. Yeah.
So that's nice. Yeah, they're just stacked and they're in the guest room. So now we have two bedrooms and two bathrooms. Amazing. Which is crazy.
The dream.
Yeah, so my parents are coming for the holidays. They're going to stay with us. So we bought a bed for the guest room. It's, you know, just a full. And we have to do a lot of furniture building and shit once we move in. But it'll be nice because, I'm working from home the rest of the time anyway until my break.
Yeah.
So, I'll have an office now. I can, like, close the door to take a call.
Amazing.
Which is cool. Close the door if, like, the cats are, you know, doing stuff while I'm trying to do something. And, an extra bathroom. And that extra bathroom is, like, really small. But it's nice to have because you never know.
No, I feel like we are starting to outgrow our space here. And we're starting to look into maybe moving somewhere. I don't know if that's an apartment or, like, a condo or something. But, I would love to have a two-bedroom, two-bath situation. And then the in-unit washer dryer would be a game changer, honestly. Yeah,
it really does change things because you're just so much more motivated to like wash your sheets.
Yeah, well, it's like
or if you like have a spill and or if you really need to wear something that's dirty, you can just wash it right away.
Yeah,
it's nice. So that's good. I'm looking forward to it. Moving just sucks always. Like, it's always just
there's no way
to
avoid it.
And pack. We're at that stage, and like, it started off where you're like, here's the box that's labeled bathroom, and here's the one that's labeled kitchen, and like, and now it's just like stuff.
Throw it in there.
Like, the PlayStation, a couple mugs, my jackets.
Sure.
Whatever.
You'll sort it out when you get there. I'll
figure it out. We're at that stage, and then they just have to. There's like a couple of lights and things I need to take down, and then we also have to move our bikes, which we forgot have been in storage for the last 3 years. I like,
oh shit,
never ride a bike because it's LA.
I didn't even know you had a bike.
I do have a bike. It's really old. It's probably, I should probably get rid of it. Like,
you could probably just donate
but I think we're just gonna move it, and we have a much larger like patio now, so we're just gonna stick them out there for the time being until we decide. But I was just talking to Ryan this morning, and he was like, I don't know where the key is to my bike lock.
Oh, no.
And I realized that I packed mine. I know which box it's in. I just have to dig it out. But I was like, forgot about that. I have to unlock the bike. That's fun. The bikes are probably like, literally haven't looked at it in 3 years. So that's fun. We'll deal with that later today.
Great.
Anyway.
Well, I know it's stressful, but it'll definitely be worth it once the moving is done.
It'll be good.
I'm just trying to remember what has happened in the last few weeks, because we were supposed to record last weekend, but then we didn't.
Yes, I had to go to a Friendsgiving.
I just had to go to a Friendsgiving.
It was fun. Yeah, it was good. It was belated Friendsgiving, and then last night we went to an engagement party.
What is with these engagement parties, man?
That's a thing, I guess. I don't know. We didn't have one. We had like a thing, but it wasn't really an engagement party.
Yeah, no.
And this was more, it's like, this was a very casual one, just at someone's house, and we just like hung out and ate. They made Italian wedding soup. It was very good.
Okay.
Very delicious.
All right.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, what have I been up to? Last time we recorded was in November. Oh, yeah, we had Thanksgiving since then, I think.
Right.
And it was uneventful. We went and had Thanksgiving with Mike's family, and it was like a day trip kind of situation. So
nice. What was the best food item on the table?
I mean, I don't want to brag, but I did make a homemade apple pie that was pretty
bomb. It looked
good.
It looked legit.
I feel like I've upped my pie game every year. I'm still only making one pie, but
yeah.
It's always tasted good. The last couple of years, it's kind of looked like a little...
It's hard.
Rough and ready, as Prue would say. And this year, I think it actually looked kind of aesthetically pleasing.
I thought it looked good.
So that's a win. We also bought a pumpkin pie because I was like, I'm not making two.
No.
One is hard enough.
Yeah, I'm buying one from Costco for Christmas. Like, that's
good.
Yeah.
You should. I heard the Costco pies
it's good.
Are really good.
They are really good. Yeah.
And then... Other than that, I mean, the mashed potatoes were very good. And then Mike's mom last year and this year has made this thing where it's like, I forget what it's actually called. It's basically like a corn pudding kind of. It reminds me of very specifically if you ever went to what was the Mexican place that we had? We always went to the one in Sacramento.
Chevy's?
Chevy's.
Yeah.
Yes. They have the like corn pudding side thing.
Oh, I don't think they had that.
I just remember it like when I went as a child. Yeah. I don't know if they even still have it, but like you would get like tacos or whatever, and then on the side there'd be like rice, and there would be this like corn pudding thing, and it was really good. Hmm. So this is like similar to that, and then there's like a layer of cheese on top. So
nice,
you know,
sounds good.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
How did your mashed potatoes turn out?
They actually turned out really good. Actually, it was one of the better ones that we've done, I think.
Nice.
I don't know. The ricer really made a difference. Like, they were just super smooth. We used, like, an entire tub of, like, margarine.
Perfect.
And then just, like, a little bit of potato water and, like, salt and pepper. And they were good. They were, like, smooth and creamy. And I was happy with it. And everyone else liked them a lot, too. So, much better than last year. So, I think that's the move moving forward. But, yeah, everything was good this year. Standard Thanksgiving fare.
What was your favorite?
I mean, my favorite is always pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Ryan's cousin is like 15. She makes great pumpkin pie.
Oh, good for her.
So she made one again this year, and I thought it was great. And I always like stuffing. I'm a big fan of stuffing.
I hate stuffing. I'm sorry. Wow, I'm never going to be on board with it. I don't know why. And which is weird because it's like mostly bread.
It's just bread, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know, the stuff that's in it, like the spices and like the celery and whatever.
Okay,
like,
yeah, that's fair.
I'm not a fan. I don't know.
Yeah, so I always like stuffing. And then we had like, Ryan's mom makes a good salad and the turkey was solid. I had my turkey leg.
Nice.
And there's like some other desserts too. I can't remember, cookies and things. And yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Solid.
Well, after, so Thanksgiving was like, I don't know, we ate at like 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we came back and we were home basically in time for dinner. And we decided to watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which I had never seen before.
I haven't seen it, no.
It's like one of the few like Thanksgiving themed movies. Because it's Steve Martin and John Candy, and basically they're trying to get home to their families for Thanksgiving, but they keep having issues, like their plane gets rerouted and all these things.
Yeah.
And it's really cute. It's directed by John Hughes, which I did not know.
Oh,
I kind of always associate him with, you know, like the 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, etc. And I forgot he also did other things. So I thought it was really good. It's funny. And then that weekend we had Tank's Viewing, which is our annual tradition, started in, I think, 2015, because I had not seen many of Tom Hanks' greatest films, namely, Saving Private Ryan, Castaway, and Apollo 13. And so we watched those three movies, and then we're like, it did happen to be, I think, around Thanksgiving. So I was like, Tank's Viewing. So this year we did, what did we do? I have to check. I already forgot. No. I think I can remember. Okay, we definitely watched Sleepless in Seattle. Mm-hmm. So we have now officially watched all of the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan rom-coms.
Okay. Nice.
So there's that one. Last year we watched You've Got Mail, a classic. And then a couple years ago we watched Joe Versus the Volcano, which is ostensibly a rom-com, but kind of just a weird movie.
I haven't seen it. I've seen
it's
other
good.
Two.
I would recommend. Okay. I would recommend. It's kind of like anti-capitalism. Like, I don't know. It's bizarre, okay, but in a good way. And then what else did we watch? We watched A Man Called Otto, which was, you know, fine. It's a remake of a Swedish movie that's called A Man Called Ove.
Yeah.
And then that's based on a book that my mom was like obsessed with.
Wasn't it nominated for an Oscar or something?
Yeah, it was nominated. Yeah. The film was nominated for like best foreign film. I don't remember if it won.
I think
or
it
not.
Might have won, actually. I think maybe
it could
it did.
Have been. Yeah. And then so it was like, it was good. I feel like it was a bit woke, if you will. So maybe not everyone's cup of tea. Definitely pulled at the heartstrings. And then the weirdest part about it, though, I guess spoiler alert, he's like basically ends a friendship with a neighbor because he likes a different kind of car.
Oh.
And then, like, the latter half of the movie feels like a Chevy commercial, which is weird.
Interesting.
So just bizarre. Be aware of that. okay. But, you know, it was good. Tom Hanks is good. And then we watch Catch Me If You Can, which is really more of a Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Mm-hmm. But Tom Hanks is the FBI agent that's trying to catch him. And that was very good. One of Amy Adams' early film roles.
Yeah.
So that was good. And yeah, we watched all of those on, I think it was the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So that's another Hanks viewing in the books.
Very nice.
I think next year will be our 10th.
Wow.
We'll have to do something special.
Do something big. Yeah. Very nice. I like
it. Yeah. And then since then, last weekend, we watched Torque. Have you ever heard of the movie Torque?
No.
Came out in 2004. It is basically like, what if Fast and Furious, but motorcycles instead of cars?
Okay.
So it's clearly like trying to like be a competitor to Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. And it is directed by Joseph Kahn.
Oh.
Who Swifties Taylor will Swift know as a frequent director of her music videos. Yeah. It's weird because he's only directed a couple movies. He mostly is known for music videos, not just Taylor Swift, but like
a bunch.
Everyone, basically. Yeah. But he directed Torque in 2004, and then he directed this movie called Detention in 2011 that Josh Hutcherson is in.
Yeah.
And it's this really weird dark comedy that also involves time travel.
Interesting.
Kind of bizarre. And I saw it in the theaters. It had like a limited theatrical release because I had a friend who was like obsessed with it. And she saw it like three times in theaters and she brought all of us to go see it. And we actually met Joseph Kahn because he was at one of the screenings. And he like gave her his hat because she was like she was like his hype man, basically.
Wow. Amazing.
So anyway, so Torque is directed by Joseph Kahn. The main guy in it, I think his name is Martin Henderson. He's now on the Netflix show Virgin River.
Oh.
So not super notable, but, you know. Jamie Presley is in it as like a sexy goth chick, which was
interesting.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
And then Adam Scott is also in it as a hotshot young FBI agent.
Weird.
So very, very strange cast of characters. I mean, the action scenes are pretty good, I guess, but like the dialogue is just like,
yeah,
the plot, everything is, it's very silly. But if you like a good, bad movie, would recommend. And then while we were trying to figure out what to watch after that, and we were just on YouTube because Mike has like the YouTube premium or whatever. And we saw Zoolander 2 and I was like,
oh.
I completely forgot they made a Zoolander 2.
I don't remember if I saw it or not.
It came out in 2016.
I think I did. I think I did see it, but I don't remember anything about it.
It's not very good.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's I've yet to see really a sequel, especially these sequels that come out like 20 years
later. Yeah, it didn't need one.
And it's like, why?
Zoolander can stand alone.
Yeah. I will say, I guess the highlight is Kyle Mooney is in it, and he's very funny.
Oh, yes.
And then Benedict Cumberbatch is also in it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Very strange. And then, yeah, it's bizarre. It gets very silly. So we watched that.
Nice.
And then just last night, we watched Good Burger and Good Burger 2.
Cinema.
Because to me, that's cinema. Yeah, I don't know. I'd never seen Good Burger. I was aware of it, but we never had cable. So I never watched that or all that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so we watched it. Good Burger. Cute, good, funny.
Classic.
Sequel, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, what were they expecting?
The most random part of it was that, and this isn't really a spoiler because it happens in like the first 10 minutes, but like for some reason, Kenan Thompson's character becomes like an inventor.
Okay.
And he's like trying to like be an entrepreneur and like create these new products or whatever.
Sure.
So Mark Cuban shows up as like a potential investor or an investor. And
always looking to make a buck.
And I was literally like that meme where it's the girl who's like, Beyonce?
Yeah.
But I was me, it's like, Mark Cuban? Because we had, it was, funnily enough, we had just watched an episode of Shark Tank earlier that day. So I was just like, hey, of all the odds.
Weird.
So he's in it. And then various other celebrity guest stars are in it.
Nice.
Chrissy Teigen is in it for about 5 seconds. They do a kind of funny like parody of the Imagine video that like Gal Gadot and everyone did in the early days of the pandemic. So that was kind of funny.
We also saw the new Hunger Games movie.
That's right.
Yes.
I think we saw it right after we recorded. Yeah. So yeah, we saw that in theaters.
We did. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was quite good.
I liked it a lot.
All of the Hunger Games movies, I think.
Yeah, we're all good.
Very solid.
Enjoy them.
Francis Lawrence clearly knows what he's doing.
He gets it right.
Good cast. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
So, what other media have you been consuming?
Well, I was just telling Caroline and Mike about the HBO docuseries, The Cult of Mother God.
Yes.
Which I highly recommend for anyone who's interested in cults. Or just like a weird watch. It's great. Weirdest, most crazy, wild, batshit, insane thing I've ever seen in my life. So I watched that.
Great.
And then I watched. I was also talking about another documentary series I watched, the Escaping Twin Flames universe, that's on Netflix. That one's also wild in a different way. Highly recommend. Otherwise, I really haven't been watching. I don't think I've watched any movies since then.
Since The Ballad of Songbirds
since that. I don't think I've watched any movies because we've just been, I don't know, things have just been busy.
Yeah,
that's we've just been catching up on shows and whatever else. But I have made time for some weird cults, so check those out if you're interested, for sure.
Yeah. I will say we've obviously been watching Survivor and Amazing Race and all of the Gordon Ramsay shows as we do. We started watching Survivor UK at Mike's request. So apparently, like, Survivor is obviously like a well-known format and most countries have like their own version of it. I think it originally came from like Sweden or some country like that. And it was a like slightly different show, and then they adapted it to make the US Survivor, and then that became popular, so that a bunch of other countries made their own version.
Yeah.
So the UK tried to do Survivor early on, like after the initial first season of US Survivor. They did 2 seasons, but I guess it wasn't very popular or whatever, so they stopped making it. But then just this last year they tried again, so this is I guess a reboot. And so Survivor UK season 1, it's interesting. It's fun to see, like, 'cause it's like, obviously there are certain things that like are consistent across Survivor, like the, you know, the torches getting snuffed out, and the challenges and the rice and everything. But then it's also like they're British and they have a few little twists of their own, which I don't know that Survivor really needs a lot of twists. But it's very entertaining.
Cool.
If you search the internet, you can probably find it somewhere.
Wow.
I believe it is still airing. I think they have a few more episodes. So, yeah, that's what we've been up to. And then
love it.
I'm just trying to make it through the next week of work. And then I'm taking 3 weeks off, which I am so looking forward to.
Yeah.
God bless my job for having unlimited PTO, 'cause I need a break.
Yeah, I pretty much just have a week left as well. I just have to work the 13th through the 20th, basically. But that last week, the 18, 19, 20, like...
Yeah, what are you actually going
to
be doing?
I'm just going to be sitting there, and if I get an email, I'll respond to it. But, like, there's nothing to
have
do.
Neopets open in another window?
Yeah, it's like, I'm remote anyway, so it's very chill.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Speaking of Neopets.
Let's jump into Neopets.
The subject of this podcast.
Yes, correct.
I think, do we have a Labrae update?
No, I still have the yellow shoyru. No changes.
That's fine.
So
that's
what it is.
Yeah, I haven't been zapping at all and do not plan to anytime soon. Yeah. So sorry.
We'll see. I'll keep doing it. But yellow shoyru.
Great. Should we get to the news?
Let's do it.
And now it's time for Meepit News Break.
So just briefly, I wanted to mention, because I honestly forgot this happened.
Yeah,
so
me much too.
Has happened in the last few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack.
There's so much to unpack here. Anyway, like right after we recorded last time, some people began experiencing some account access issues where basically they were like logged into other people's accounts.
Yeah, that was really weird.
And they saw stuff. And that's like scary.
Yeah.
Because like, then you're like,
how?
Yeah. So TNT finally made a statement on November 22nd. They were like, basically on Monday, 20th November at approximately 8:30 a.m. PST, we were alerted to an issue on site where users were finding themselves logged into incorrect accounts. The site was taken down shortly after for emergency maintenance to protect our players. We remained offline while our team conducted thorough investigations and fixes. Unfortunately, this cache error occurred as we are in the midst of upgrading our infrastructure and service provider. We can confirm that while players may have appeared in other accounts, no changes were made to accounts. We understand this was a major concern for our players, but rest assured your account remains unchanged and as you left them. And very then weird. They allegedly fixed it and everything's back to normal now.
Wonder if anyone was on mine.
I don't know.
It didn't happen to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, nothing happened for me. Yeah. So I only found out about it because people were tweeting about it and it was on Jelly Neo. But
yeah, it's super strange.
Really kind of scary. Not
really
great.
Weird.
Like, even though they're like, yeah, don't worry, nothing was touched. It's like, it's okay, like, but how was this possible in the first
place? It's just strange. Like, a really weird error to happen. But oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much we can do about it. I guess if you don't already, probably change your password and make sure you have, like, two-factor authentication or whatever. But
just in case.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say, in general, I feel like the site has been a little bit laggy.
Yeah.
Not as bad as it was during Fairy Festival, but, like, there's still times where, like, it takes a while to load. So maybe
that's... I've gotten stuck on pages loading a little bit.
So. Yeah, so maybe that's part of this, and maybe once they migrate to their new infrastructure or whatever, it'll be better.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, and then we had Usul Day on November 27th. The new color was burlap. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
They went for sort of a more cute approach.
I like the hearts.
Yeah, it's got little red hearts and then purple button eyes. And they said, like, in the news or whatever, like, this is a little bit of a departure.
I like it.
It's more cute and cuddly.
I think it's sweet.
I guess if you're a burlap purist, then maybe you're not a fan.
Yeah.
If you want your Pokemon. Why do I always do this? Neopet. Sorry, I was playing a lot of Pokemon the other day.
Nice.
Your Neopet to be creepy, then maybe you don't like this.
Yeah.
But I think it's fine.
I like it. And then the outfit is retro roller. So a little roller derby, roller skating gal.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about this. The fact that it's like retro, like I feel like it's trying to go for like 80s, but like the colors look like very much today, you know, because it's kind of like an ombre look and like it's like kind of these like pastel glitter, like I don't know. It doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
I'm just not quite sure what they're going for. But it is cute.
It's cute.
I like the little roller skates and the helmet. Very important to wear a helmet.
Very.
I think I also don't love that it's on the pastel Usul because I feel like there's too much, like it's clashing a little bit.
Yeah, it'd be better with a more solid color.
Yeah.
I think.
But overall, I think it looks cute.
And then we got some ruffs and tails. So ribbons, like a plant based one, and then a pink tinsel, which are fun.
Sure. I mean, if you can figure out how you want to work those in,
I like the pink one on the pink Usul is kind of cute. It's like,
yeah,
just very pink.
The pink tinsel is like, it's giving like Christmas with like, you remember when they used to have like the pink trees and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. That's good. And then we had a Neopets community survey, which I have not taken yet. You have until December 12th. So
I did take it.
If you're listening to this on the Wednesday it comes out, make sure you take it by the end of the day.
Yes.
Did you say you did or you
did? I did. I did.
Oh, okay.
But I can still see it here. So yeah, I mean, it was like fine. It's just like demographic stuff mostly.
Yeah.
I will say there was one question. I'm looking forward to see if it was fixed because there was one question on it where I was like, what does this mean? But now I can't find it. I feel like at one point they asked, Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay, question 30. What is your monthly income range?
Oh, yeah.
What?
This is bizarre to me. Like, this is really, like, I understand you want to get the demographics. And it's like, if you want my age or gender or whatever, that's fine. But, like, why am I telling you how much money I'm making?
My issue with this is the options are below $1,000, $1,000 to $2,000. Oh, monthly. It's monthly. Okay.
Yes. Never mind. I was going to say, it's not weird. Yearly. It's weird yearly. That it's monthly, though, because normally it would be like yearly.
When I first saw this, I was like, I thought it was yearly. And I was like,
$5,000 a year?
What's going on here?
Oh my God. That would be wild.
So now that makes more sense. But it is odd to ask it in a monthly.
It's odd to ask it in a monthly, and then it's also just odd to ask people. Like, I feel like that's a little invasive. If I answer this, I'm going to say prefer not to say, because they don't need to know that.
I think I ended up putting that because I think I was confused, and I was like, I don't make $1,000 a
year. None of these options apply. Yeah. I mean, I think I get what they're going for, which is like, because the other questions are like, how much money do you spend on Neopets a month? How much money do you spend on gaming? So like, they're trying to see probably what the market is for like merch or whatever. But
yeah,
I still feel like that's a little much. So
yeah, I mean, it was mostly just regular.
Other than that, I think that the questions are pretty standard. They're like social media platforms, games that you play, why you like Neopets, you know,
plushies that you want, wasn't that on there?
Yeah, definitely.
So
they do ask you which Neopets game is your favorite, and it's interesting because they only have like 6 choices. It says Mirka Chase, Fairy Bubbles, Cass Basher, Turmac Roll, Doubloon Disaster, Gormball, and then there's other, please specify. So you can bet your ass I'll be writing Scourge of the Lab Jellies in there.
I think I put I either put Turmac Roll or I put other, and I would have put what's that game that I like?
Assignment 53?
Yes, Assignment 53.
Yes.
Assignment 53. I probably just put Turmac Roll because I was probably lazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Technically, it's Mirka Chase 2 also. Yeah. I just realized. Awkward.
Well.
So anyway, that's available. I think most people got an email. They also put it in the new features. So.
I didn't get an email. I don't think ever.
I get emails from them all the time.
I think they have my email. I don't know. I get them like half the time. So who knows what's going on there. But
anyway, if you want to have a say, take the survey. Again, by the time you listen to this, it might already be done. But if you're listening to this on December 12th, you still have a few hours. So get to it. And then back to our regular scheduled pet days. We had Zwie Talk Day on November 29th. The new color was sponge.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
It's a pink sponge.
It's a pink sponge. I don't get the desire for the sponge color. I guess maybe if you want to do like some sort of SpongeBob thing or whatever, but to me it's just like, why do I want my pet to look like I can scrub dishes with it? Yeah, it's like bizarre to me. I don't know. I don't see the appeal. Sponge lovers, please
don't interact.
I was gonna say just explain, but in a polite way, please don't come after me. But it looks fine. It's
adequate, whatever.
The new color, or the new outfit, excuse me, is glitter, and this is also pink.
Yeah, lots of pink going on lately.
This is a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like this.
It kind of looks more like a rash than a glitter sometimes. Like on the skin, kind of. I don't know.
It's like that weird, like, this is absolutely, if you brushed against this Zwie Talk, you would be finding glitter in your house for days.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
I found a sequin the other day from my dress that I wore to the Eras Tour. On the floor. Classic. So it's everywhere.
I had a bunch in my car for a while because they came off of my like sequin shorts that I had. Anyway, I don't know. It's not for me. I'm sure there are people that want this. It's a little busy.
Maybe
for
parts
me.
Of it. Like, you wouldn't have to put the whole thing on.
That's true. You could do just like the ruff or the tail or something.
Yeah.
But altogether, it's a lot. And then there were more ruffs and hair. There's plant, which is like green with, I don't know if those are mushrooms or nuts, something on there.
Yeah.
And then there's specifically autumn leaf.
I like that one.
That's cute.
I like the autumn leaf.
I could see that as being like a seasonal, you know, like you dress your Zwie Talk up with that.
Yeah, I like it.
I wonder, it probably wouldn't look good on my fairies we talk, though. I feel like that might
Yeah, it might be too much.
But I think it's cute. And then there's a crystal one because, sure. Sure. I guess some people are into crystals. It's on an oil paint we talk, which is an interesting combination.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I don't know.
So all of those are available to you if you have a Zweetalk that you want to customize. And then we get into the real shit.
It's time for P-Ostalgia. Let's just P-Ostalgia. Say that.
P-Ostalgia. P-Gate 2023.
P-Gate 2023 is upon us. We have been asked to comment on this. Obviously, we're going to.
Obviously. Yeah. I was going to say, just obviously to kick things off, it is advent calendar time, December 1st through 31st.
Yep,
obviously,
I've been doing
there
it.
Are your little, you get your prizes. There's a little comic or art every day. And then, of course, if you click Reina, the Christmas Aisha, you get an additional prize.
I've been enjoying it. I like that we got the little snow Kadoti.
Yeah. That was fun. That was nice. I think people were pretty excited about the new pet, the Pebble, which I think is cute.
I would like to use mine. I just haven't had the time to sit there and refresh for like an hour.
Yeah, it is a hassle.
So
I've never actually tried to do it.
I tried to do it with the, what was it last year they gave out the Beelzebub?
Yeah, there was a bug.
Whatever, Beelzebug or something, whatever it's called. Yeah, I tried that one. Couldn't do it. Still sitting in my box, so.
Well. But it's nice that they
have a
new pet, and I like the way that it looks.
Yeah.
And so in general, I think people are excited about advent calendar, and, you know, you get free stuff.
Last year,
they started kind of folding in, like, some, like, retired stamps, and, like, wasn't there, like, the snow fairy doll or something?
Yeah.
Like, things that are typically you can't get or are, like, very expensive.
Yeah.
And so this year, starting on December 1st, they decided they were going to make the seasonal attack pea one of the bonus prizes, or you would have a chance to get it.
Pretty big deal.
Yeah, obviously huge. I believe prior to this, typically and I don't go on the trading post that much, but my understanding is it was close to 2 billion Neo points.
Yeah, oh yeah,
for
really
the
expensive.
Seasonal attack pea, which if you're... I'm sure everyone knows, but if you don't know, it's a battle dome item. It's literally a green pea in a Santa hat. There's also the super attack pea, which is similar, but it has like a little superhero cape. And that one has an avatar associated, so that's also very expensive.
Yeah.
And some people will lend it out for the avatar.
That's how I got mine years ago.
But the seasonal attack pea, so I'm going off of this Reddit post. I think this is... maybe a little bit biased, but a reasonable rundown of what happened, which is that starting December 1st, TNT released the seasonal attack pea as a potential prize. Mm-hmm. A bunch of people got it. Which
it's like day one.
Yeah, day one. Obviously, the price went down. On the night of December 1st, it was going for like 20 million Neo points, which is wild considering the prior price.
Yeah.
And then this person on the Neopets subreddit alleges that certain ambassadors, like community ambassadors, were bidding on attack peas that were priced at 80 million. And then during this time, Jelly Neo posted that the attack pea may have been taken out of the prize pool, which then... increased prices because people assumed there weren't going to be any more.
Right.
And that was never confirmed and probably shouldn't have been posted. And then certain ambassadors confirmed that a group of ambassadors reached out to TNT to say that the seasonal attack pea should be removed from the prize pool, which is wildly subjective. I mean, I think the people that were upset about it were the people that are rich and had them and didn't like that they were decreasing in value.
Yeah.
And probably a lot of battle domers, I think, as well.
Yeah, it was a lot of battle domers.
It's a battle dome weapon.
Yeah. And it's very powerful.
Yeah. And though, so then based on this Jelly Neo post that it had been removed, the rumor spread that it was removed and everyone jacked up the prices again.
Yep.
And then... they removed that notice, and allegedly this was after they flipped their seasonal attack peas for multiple millions.
So it looked like insider
trading
basically.
Yeah, Netflix. Someone posted about Jelly Neo staffer got caught selling seasonal attack pea for $350 million flipping profit. And someone commented, laughing at the white-collar Neo crimes.
Yeah.
Insider trading? Neo point laundering? I don't know that there was anything that nefarious about it. I mean, obviously,
it's,
I can't say.
It's impossible to know.
I think it was probably just again, people reacting to what they thought was going on. There's a lot of misinformation. You know, it's a very volatile market. So I don't think there was any malicious intent, but it wasn't clear initially if it was still in the prize pool, if it was going to be part of the prize pool. So things were fluctuating wildly. And then based on what we saw afterwards, which is that some people are still getting it, it looks like they have decreased the percentage chance of getting it because less people are getting it than before. So you still have a small chance, but not as much as on day one. So it is still in the prize pool. That's been confirmed.
I think people are still getting it.
Jelly Neo made a post on their advent calendar guide regarding the seasonal attack pea. On December 1st, it was discovered that the seasonal attack pea was a possible drop in this year's daily random bonus prizes from Reyna. Seasonal attack pea, SAP, or SAP, is an extremely powerful and very expensive battle dome weapon. After confirming from multiple sources that it was a possible prize, we added it to our list of prizes. As December 2nd arrived, we noticed a significant drop in the number of new seasonal attack peas showing up in Neopia on the trading post and in auctions, even with Neopians being able to claim Day 2's prize. Given the conversation around the SAP being included, we assumed that TNT removed it from the prize pool. At 2:01 a.m. Neopian Standard Time on the 2nd, we added a note below that we believed the SAP was no longer awarded. Later that morning, we began seeing new users posting SAPs on the trading post and posting screenshots of them receiving a SAP from Reyna. By 7:16 a.m., we had more certainty that SAP was available, but likely at a lower drop rate from the previous day, and removed the note from our guide. We apologize for the confusion our notes may have caused, and we hope that TNT may address what was actually changed with the prize pool so we can post the most accurate information. Which is true. TNT has not made any sort of statement.
Yeah, they haven't said.
About
which they never really do.
I mean, I certainly wasn't expecting it. Yeah,
specifically.
So a lot of this is just, speculation, gossip, discussion. Some people were obviously butthurt about it. I really couldn't care less. I did not. So far, I've not gotten a seasonal attack pee.
Nope. Neither.
It's fine. I'm not a battle domer. I'm not a restocker. So this doesn't really affect me. I will say, I think some of the memes about it have been very funny. Because it's like trying to explain to your significant other the drama around a pee with a Santa hat on the Neopets.
I actually saw someone on TikTok made a video about it, and it was kind of getting bigger, and here's some niche drama for you, like, if you're not around. And the comments were like, wow, I didn't know Neopets was like around anymore. It made its way to TikTok, and I saw that like yesterday or this morning, and I don't know, it's, I haven't gotten one. We'll see if I do. That'll be fun, but I don't know.
So there was a post on the subreddit by user Neo_Truths, who was posted before, allegedly has access to the Neopets code. A lot of people asked them to provide information about the seasonal attack pee. And so their post says, 2 to 3 weeks ago, advent calendar prizes were coded, and they added the seasonal attack pee with a 1 out of 100 chance. At some point on December 1st, they changed it to this code, which is basically not straightforward, but it, I don't understand this, honestly. But they changed the code. And then later in the day, they went back to the way they had it before, but instead of a 1 out of 100 chance, it was 1 out of 10,000. And then at some point, they changed it to 1 out of 1,000. But they're not sure about this. Neotruce claims they estimate about 650 seasonal attack peas have been given out, and at least 34 of those went to the food club botter, which they posted about before.
It's a whole other thing.
I mean, that's a problem, and TNT needs to deal with that. So you have a much lower percent chance than of getting the seasonal attack pea now than you did on day one. But it is still in the prize pool. I don't know, man.
It's funny. It's funny to watch
unfold.
It
is funny. As someone who has no skin in the game, just like the part that everyone is wild about. And at the end of the day, it's ones and zeros, folks.
It's a little pee. It's cute. It's cute. I'll give it that. And if you get one, congratulations. That's a get.
Put that in your safety deposit box right away. The other thing I will say about Advent Calendar, unless we have anything to say about anything more to say about P-Gate.
No.
I think the comics have been very cute and nice.
I like them.
We were talking about yesterday's comic was a little bit sad because it implied that this, what was it, Lenny?
Yeah.
This Lenny's parents had died and their older brother was raising them, but then they made them a little mug that said number one brother, and that was very cute. And then today's comic is like a bunch of different families.
Yeah.
And there's a book. What is it called? Many Kinds of Families. So basically just like, not all families look the same. We should celebrate everyone. Yeah. You know, there are families that have two moms or two dads, or sometimes families, an older sibling or grandparents or some sort of guardian. And that was really cute. I just saw a post on the Neopets subreddit that had a screenshot from it. And they're like, why am I crying in the club right now?
I will say I will put my Neopet on blast right now, and that I attempted to read my Neopet, who I read all the books to, I attempted to give her Many Types of Families to read, and she said, that's boring.
Is she an Aisha, by the way?
No, Waki.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Homophobic Waki confirmed.
Embarrassing.
I was pretty embarrassed about that. I was like, I did not raise you like that. So, anyways.
Because I just saw another post that said, as a lesbian and known Aisha lover, I'm living my best life right now.
Yes, I was happy to see the little painting or the little drawing of the card
so
is of
cute.
Aisha and Aisha family is cute. So, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Oh, someone is posting the Rookie is non-binary because they have a shirt that says best parent ever.
Oh, that's
which,
cool.
Sure.
Okay, cute.
Could be. I like that. Yeah. I like that interpretation. Yeah, so I think overall the Advent Calendar is nice. We also got the classic Rod of Supernova switcheroo today.
Yeah.
Never actually gonna get it.
It's a classic bit.
Yeah, it's you gotta do it. So yeah, I don't know. Let us know if there's something we're missing about the P, but I think it's just I don't care.
It is what it is. We'll see.
I think overall, in general, it's good that they are trying to make older or more expensive items more accessible.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's necessary. Anyway, in other kind of sad news, it came to everyone's attention December 1st that TNT Willow and Tally have been laid off.
Yeah, this was a
very shocking.
Shock. Yeah.
Very shocking.
The fact that also all of this, like, happened on the same day.
Yeah,
so, like, December 1st was a wild day for the Neopets fandom.
Yeah, no one really knows what happened. Obviously, TNT released a statement briefly, but they're obviously not going to talk about, like,
yeah, it was interesting.
HR
so
stuff.
The original, I guess the original, so the post I saw was on the Neopets subreddit, which was basically someone copy-pasting the statement that Willow, TNT Willow, made on the Discord.
Yeah.
And then said, hi, everyone. I hope you're doing well. It is with a heavy heart that I share the news that both myself and TNT Tally have recently been laid off from our positions at Neopets. And they basically went on to say, like, it's been a great honor to work at Neopets.
Yeah.
We really appreciate our coworkers. She says, I want to give a huge shout out to, and then it's just the at Discord thing, but I'm assuming it's TNT Ivy, probably.
Yeah, probably.
And then TNT Willow linked out to her user lookup for her, like, regular account.
Yeah.
So if you want to neo-friend her, you can.
Yeah.
I sent her a request.
Yeah.
And then I think she also posted in the, or someone was posting about it in the Neopets Nation Facebook group, and she commented and was like, appreciate, you know, all the kind words from everyone. So yeah, those are a big bummer. Again,
yeah,
we don't know exactly why. It could be that they're just downsizing. Some people were speculating that now that the, you know, part of the company is based in Hong Kong, that they might be laying off some of the US staff and hiring people there.
Yeah.
Either way, this close to the holidays really sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. And it's weird just because, like, they were doing the podcast,
right? So, like, I don't know what's gonna happen to Nosy Neopians now.
Yeah, it's strange.
Very strange. Very unexpected. The official statement was posted that afternoon. Fellow Neopians, we understand that changes, especially those involving changes to our team structure, can lead to questions and concerns. Please know these decisions are never made hastily. As a team, we are committed to thoughtful and strategic planning for the future of Neopets. Out of respect for the personal privacy of all parties involved, we will not discuss HR-related decisions in public forums. And then they talked about, it was weird because it was like the first part was like, you know, we get it. There are concerns. We can't say anything because it's HR, which is like fine. And then they started talking about the fan art program.
Yeah, it was confusing.
Which was like, this was a bit of a left turn. I didn't even know this was a thing that was happening. But they're like, our focus remains steadfastly on fostering an open dialogue with our passionate Neopets community. As such, we recognize there has also been a lot of discussion surrounding our upcoming fan art program. This is news to me. First I've heard of it.
Yeah.
But apparently this program is to give fan artists a platform to sell their artwork to other members of the community legitimately. In the past, strict policies have deterred this, resulting in decades-long practice of underground fan art sales. We strongly believe authorizing the sale of digitally created fan art is a step in the right direction. And then it said something about they're not taking profit from anyone who participates in this. At the same time, we're committed to protecting our intellectual property and supporting our licensees with exclusive production rights on merchandise like plushies, pins, and apparel. So I guess it's only digital art. And you can, in the future, I guess, sell it to other fans. Kind of weird that they were, like, commenting on layoffs and then talking about this.
A weird departure, I don't know.
I guess they wanted to address two topics at once.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that happened.
That happened.
obviously, best wishes to TNT Willow and TNT Tally.
Truly.
Sorry y'all got laid off. Hopefully you find a new position soon.
Yeah. Agreed.
And TNT Willow, please accept my new friend request when you have a moment. Yes. No pressure. So that was December 1st.
That was December 1st. anyway, then December 5th, we had Bruce Day.
A welcome reprieve.
So the color was Toy.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's basically a penguin plushie. Mm-hmm. It's got a nice little red sort of checkered bow, or plaid rather. I want to say this one, and I should have written this down. Wasn't this one also based on a fan design?
It was, yeah.
Where is the blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, it was someone's.
I almost have it. Hold on.
Someone's design.
User Drake _ Bianca.
Yeah.
So they got their permission. I had not seen this one prior, but I think it is a very cute design.
It's cute. Yeah. I like it.
So I'm a fan.
Yeah. That's fun. The new outfit was Fluffy. So we got a penguin. Macaroni
it's a
penguin.
Specific macaroni?
Isn't it a macaroni penguin? Isn't that what it's called?
Macaroni penguin.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this in
really?
My life. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it's a. Oh.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking it was a rock hopper penguin, which looks very similar.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if they're related.
I had no idea why it's called a macaroni penguin. I don't even know why I know that, to be honest. Oh, yeah, they do look really similar.
Yeah, right? They both have, like, the yellow thing.
I do not know. This throws a wrench in things.
This is wild. Well, I guess there's multiple species of crested penguins.
Okay.
So these are all black and white with yellow crests, red bills, and eyes. So this includes the rockhopper penguin and the macaroni penguin. So they're part of the same family, I think?
Yeah. Macaroni penguins are vulnerable.
Oh, that's sad. Anyway, so it looks like an actual penguin of this variety. It's cute.
I guess a macaroni penguin is called that because it says it bears a distinctive yellow crest that resembles a hairdo consisting of macaroni, which I don't know that I'd say that, but sure.
Is this like that that fucking old-timey song, you know what I'm talking about? Where he's like stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni or
whatever. Yankee Doodle.
Yankee Doodle. It must that be. Old-timey song.
You know.
That song I love so much. Yankee Doodle Dandy, yeah.
Yeah, that must be. It doesn't look a thing like macaroni, I have to say.
Not to me, per se.
to each their own.
Whatever, sure.
Anyway, this is a penguin. It makes sense, obviously.
Yes.
So Bruce is modeled off a penguin.
Yes.
And then we got some bow ties.
These are really cute.
Yeah, these are cute. There's a comic one, a bolo tie, and a poinsettia.
Poinsettia? I never know how to pronounce it.
I think it's poinsettia.
Very seasonally poisonous. Appropriate. That's true, yeah. For do animals. Not have them
and
around.
Humans.
Yeah. Don't try and eat it.
Don't eat your poinsettias.
You Why would them, you do that?
If you have one at Christmas, don't eat them.
And keep it away from your pets.
FYI. Yeah.
Yeah. Good PSA. But yeah, I think these are very cute and mm-hmm. fun. I did not know what the comic book one was at first because it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
But then I looked it up on the item database and then it like had a better picture.
Yeah.
So you can see it has like, it says like, bam and
yeah.
zap and whatever and things. So
cute.
Yeah, it's cute. I like it. The bolo tie is really sending me.
Yeah, the
bolo. Can funny. You imagine putting him in like a, I don't know, a little cowboy Western, outfit with yeah. the bolo tie?
I like it. It's cute.
I'm okay. getting closer and closer to just getting a Bruce. Honestly.
They're cute.
I
they're,
really
they're
like
a nice
them.
Pet. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have just a couple other points. Mm-hmm. The monthly AMA is coming soon for yes. the month of December. It will be at 5 p.m. Neopian Standard Time on December 13th, which is Wednesday.
Which is when this episode will be in your ears.
Oh, JK, so by the time you hear this, you can't take the survey.
Yeah, anymore. I just realized
I
that just, as well.
I did not figure out the days right.
This
so
will
the
come
12th
out.
Is Tuesday, 13th is Wednesday. So yeah, if you hear this on Wednesday, you can catch the AMA, I guess, or I'll probably just watch a recording later because I'm literally going to be at work.
Yep.
I couldn't have delayed it by like a few days when I was not working.
I'll be working. I guess I can probably catch it if I'm able to. You can also rent the Eras Tour on that day.
Oh,
for the comfort of your
that's
home.
That's true. I mean, it like is to. Taylor Swift's birthday.
It is.
So, yeah. Well, if you...
I'm still waiting for it to come to streaming.
Yeah, I agree. there will also be an exclusive item code available
yes.
during the AMA,
yes.
so maybe you can snag that.
Yes,
it's going to be hosted by a YouTuber, Kevin O Gaming. I've never heard
sure.
of them, but apparently they are into Neopets. And then special appearances by TNT members, we don't know which ones, mm-hmm. and someone from Grundo's Cafe, which is one of the officially recognized fan sites.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this. They, like, have... It's basically like a recreation of old Neopets, which I know obviously
yeah.
other sites have done, but
yeah.
this one is like officially recognized or whatever. I don't know.
Interesting.
I think we got an email from one of their admins that said we could have access to it. So maybe we'll check that
oh, yeah.
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We should do that.
Anyway, so that's happening.
Indeed.
And then... As always, during the month of celebration, we have the Dream Neopet giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
So entries close at 11:59 Neopian Standard Time, 11:59 p.m. on December 20th. There will be 40 winners that will be selected at random and announced usually around Christmas.
Yeah.
This 25th.
Maybe Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I submitted it because I have my, so despite all of the Fountain Fairy quests that I got, I have a Psy Bunny who has Lady in her name, and I originally wanted to paint her royal, and then
oh, yeah.
I realized you
can't do
it. Royal through a Fountain Fairy quest. So I asked for a royal Psy Bunny.
Nice.
For my Dream Neopet. I have never won, so probably
yeah.
won't happen, but
you never know.
You never know. Just you give it a know. Shot. Did you enter?
No, I haven't entered. I'll think about it. I don't know. I don't really know if there's one that I want right now.
Yeah.
And I fair. Don't have the space.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
True.
But best of luck.
Yeah. Good luck, everyone. all right. And then we have our default pet page spotlight.
Yes.
I just did one.
Yeah, I did one too.
So because it is the winter months, I thought Bori would be appropriate.
Nice.
So this is the Bori pet page. At the top, it has the scrolling text in all caps that says, hello, and then your username, welcome to my page. And then it says, hello, my name is Blah, and I am a Bori. You may already know this, but Bori originally come from the icy wastes of Terror Mountain.
I will just say, this Bori happens to be named Bori.
Yeah, I was literally, because I was like, I forgot, I think I do have a Bori on one of my side accounts, but I just wanted to find a Bori.
Yeah.
And so I searched Bori, and then it was like, Bori the Bori. And I was like, great.
Amazing.
So this is Bori the Bori.
If you own Bori, congrats.
Thank you for your service. You lucked out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it says they originally come from the icy wastes of Terror Mountain. Despite its name, it really isn't such a bad place, and the skiing is excellent there. Mm-hmm. Plus, the lovely Talia lives on Terror Mountain and watches over all the Neopets who venture out in the snow. And then there's a picture of Talia for Great. Some reason. And then it has a little Polaroid. This is a cool photo of me. And then it says, I live with my owner in a very nice little Neo home. My owner is an avid plushie collector, so we often visit the toy shop to see what new things they have in stock. As a result, I have an awful lot of toys to play with, including my favorite, the Hana Kwiguki. It's just so cute. And then there's a picture of the Hana Kwiguki.
Sure.
Interesting choice. And then there's a section that says, things that rock, in all caps. Bori gnomes, a must for any garden. And there are pictures for all of these, of course. Bori cupcakes, 4 flavors to collect. Mm. Those do look good, honestly.
Yeah, they do look good.
Any Bori book. Bori morphing potions. Why not see for yourself what it's like to be a Bori?
Sure.
And then it has a picture of a Bori with a butterfly and then a Bori digging. And it says, so what does an intelligent young Bori like me enjoy doing? Well, being a Terror Mountain native, any wintry sport is fun for me, even watching the Bruce dancing contest, although it does look a bit silly. It's a little tie into the Bruce pet page yes. there. When I'm not out playing in the snow, I try to get in some training for the Battle Dome and spend a few hours playing all kinds of great adventures that I will have when I am a little older.
Hmm.
And that's it. That's the Bori page. It's a
short and sweet,
solid light blue background.
Yeah.
Nothing
really egregious here.
Yeah, it's cute.
Not too bad. Yeah.
Nice. What do you have, Hannah?
I have picked the Muncie.
The Muncie.
Because I didn't know what to pick, so I just went around on the boards clicking on people's pets to see who had a default okay. page that we hadn't had. And someone had a Muncie, and I was like, that's probably weird. And I was right.
oh, my God.
So
wow.
This is the Muncie's Monkeynasium.
Wow.
And there's
the gifs.
Little gifs of a purple Muncie doing like a little kind of dance sort of thing.
I think he's flexing.
Yeah, it's like flexing, and then he like points and I don't know. Apparently, so then it says, just we jump right in. It says at the top, welcome to my page. My name is blah, blah, blah. I'm in a Muncie. And then it has a little image that says Muncie's Monkeynasium. We Muncies are naturally the strongest species in Neopia. Didn't know that.
Okay.
Much stronger than those nasty skeeths. Okay. Skeeths catching strays.
Yeah. I mean, they're not
as
wrong.
As they should. I like to keep in shape. Look at my muscles by eating bananas. Oh, how I love bananas. And then there's a huge picture
the
of a
banana. The biggest picture I've ever seen of a banana.
And in quotes below, it says, ooh, ooh, ee, ee.
Feels offensive.
Don't know what that means. And then there's a Polaroid. This is me. Photo of me. Has the stats. My owner, blah, 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 tells me that I'm blah, 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 hours old. Here's a
Why
little about...
Why is it always hours old?
I don't know.
Why is it not days?
Here's a little whatever. About us Muncies. I like this part. Muncies are known for their good nature. That includes me. We live by our sworn code. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, eat no evil, only bananas. And that's the end of the page.
And they have little pictures for each one of the yeah. ear, the eye, the mouth, and the tummy.
Eat
Which
no evil, only
someone
bananas.
I saw on the boards recently, or no, it was actually, I think, in the Neopian Times. Muncies are one of only 2 Neopets that have a belly button.
Ah.
I forget what the other one is. I have to look it up.
Interesting.
But you can see it. It's very
the
prominent.
The more you
here.
Know. Yeah, it is prominent. So that's it for the Muncie. That's Muncie's Monkeynasium.
Did not know they were that strong.
Really strong. Love bananas. So.
I mean, it feels a little stereotypical, but sure.
I mean, you know. That's a good, you know, yeah, eat no evil, only bananas.
I mean, I assume bananas are probably good for you for working out, right?
Yeah.
Because they have
potassium.
Potassium, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where is the, I'm trying to find the Neopian Times editorial thing. Most of them are just like, hey, this doesn't work. Okay. Hi, TNT. Longtime reader, first time submitter. I was admiring my Neopets when I noticed that my Bloomeroo has a belly button. And upon further research, I found that the only Neopets that have belly buttons are Bloomeroos and Muncies.
Interesting.
I'm hoping you can enlighten us on this. Are all other Neopets born of eggs? And then the answer's from Faye and says, "Hi there. Have you laid your eyes on the magnificence that is the quartermaster? He is a pirate. He's an elephant, and he does have a belly button."
Okay.
But elephants do not typically have belly buttons.
Interesting.
That says, "He appears to have a belly button as well. In the deep lore of Neopia, it's hard to say if belly buttons are the result of Neopet's birth or the result of a lone artist's boredom." which is, more likely. But yeah, I guess a belly button implies that there was an umbilical cord at some point. So if there's not a belly button, then they hatched from an egg or they grew in a lab like Kyle XY.
Either way.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway.
Those
are done.
Should we read some Neo mail?
Let's do it.
You've got Neo mail.
Okay, I can read this first one.
Go for it.
This is interesting. Very interesting email. This is from Tigress. Not to be confused with Tigress from The Hunger Games.
Does she pronounce it Tigress?
Does she pronounce it Tigress? Tigress?
Okay,
I don't know.
I feel like when I went into it, I thought it was pronounced Tigress.
Okay.
And then they said Tigress.
Okay. And then we were talking about the body modification of the tiger and stuff.
Yeah, that comes later.
Anyways.
Yeah. Played by Hunter Schafer.
Love Hunter Schafer. She was great. Anyways, okay. Tigress says, "Hi, Caroline and Hannah. I was scrolling Tumblr and I saw a user post about a Valentine's Weetalk on the Rainbow Pool's list of colors. When I went to check this page for myself to verify, I didn't see Valentine listed. This could have been faked, but if not, then Valentine is a new Weetalk color that will be released at the end of the month." This was in November, by the way.
Yeah, this was before Weetalk Day.
Did they release?
No.
Yeah.
It was Sponge.
Oh, yeah, because it was Sponge. Here's the link and the image from the post. And then she sent the post. And there is indeed a Valentine's Weetalk.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's not there now, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm guessing either this person faked it and this is fan art, which is fine, whatever.
Could be. Yeah.
Or it could be that someone, they do have an image for it. It hasn't been released yet and they accidentally posted it, which also seems plausible, honestly.
Yeah, it could be. It could have been a mistake. It's cute.
Maybe they'll release it for Valentine's Day.
I bet
there's going to be at least a couple Valentine's Neopets on Valentine's
we'll
Day.
We'll know when it, because it does look, it looks legit and I like it. It looks nice.
It's very cute. I really like, there's a big heart on the ruff.
Mm-hmm.
The colors are nice. I think it looks very cute.
So we'll
hopefully,
see.
Fingers crossed that we do get a Valentine's Weetalk at some point.
Interesting.
But yeah, I'm just going to actually verify that it's not visible.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing it on the Rainbow Pool. But Sponge is there, so we'll see. I don't know.
Weird. But anyway, Tigress also said, "On a side note, I love playing along with Tenable. Keep up the great work. Happy holidays." Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
We will
do it more Tenable.
Happy holidays.
In the new year.
That's right. We have a lot of emails.
Yes.
I was like, I feel like last time I was like, no one emails us anymore. And we got like three emails in the next 3 days. Anyway, this is a great one.
Yes.
So this is from Batty, who we have featured on the pod before.
Mm-hmm.
And the subject line is, "It's a pet eat pet world out there." And then Batty says, "Hey, Caroline and Hannah, happy November and congratulations to Caroline on her marriage."
Thank you.
"It's been a while. I got kind of busy not having a job because the entertainment industry continues to suck at the moment." This is true. "This past week, and I decided to catch up on all the Neostalgia episodes I'd missed. When I finally caught up to the latest episode tonight, you guys discussed the phenomenon of dreaming a new meme, and I literally had one of those dreams last night, so it felt like a sign to write in."
Nice.
"I believe last time I wrote, I told you about my gallery, Nice to Meet You, M-E-A-T, which showcases what I think are nearly all of the pet-on-pet cannibalistic food items.
Mm-hmm.
You said you wanted to see it, but I never got around to showing you. Here are some screen caps displaying the current state of the gallery, which is categorized into Neopet items and pet items."
Wow,
so organized. So there's a screenshot of the Neopet items.
Some of these
Night
really
to Meet You, and the description says ethically sourced. We have Quiggle Pie, Sun Dried Teco Claw, Bloomer Steak,
just Wing of Corbat, like
Zesty Zafara Burrito.
The Bloomer Tail Salad Extravaganza is
weird,
really.
And then there's the walkie tacos, Muncy Brain Sandwich,
Usuki Ears Pudding,
toasted quiggle legs, liver poogle pate. And then there's the pet items, which is octorna pie, roasted spider on a stick, walking carpet cotton candy, spooky gooble cream, goes on and on. Snorkel snout.
Yeah, classic.
God. And then Batty says, I haven't updated it in a while, and I think there are actually some pet items in Neopia as well, but I can't remember if I looked into it and decided to exclude them for some reason. I do remember that I have a few abiding rules for this gallery. Firstly, that it needs to be an item actually edible by a player's Neopets. Mm-hmm. Important. Nextly, it needs to be a food item that appears to use, whether in part or full, a Neopet or pet as an actual ingredient in the dish. There are lots of Neopets items that are styled to look like pets or part of pets, but only as decoration. A lot of these items will have things like, don't worry, it's not real pet, in the description. There's a sort of fuzzy third category where you can't really tell which it is, and the description doesn't illuminate the distinction for you. So those items I include or exclude at my own discretion. Wow, this seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. Comprehensive.
Impressive. Surprisingly, I haven't found an exhaustive master list of the items, but I found a lot of partial lists that I used as guides. So if anyone catches an item meeting a criteria that I've missed, please let me know. I do know I'm missing a gourmet item or two due to them being expensive. Fair.
Yeah.
But considering the recent changes to the Neopian economy, maybe I ought to pick up this hobby again and see what's available for cheap lately. Unrelated, but I've been wondering about this forever. I assume the Zwie talk was mainly named in order to fill the missing X spot on the Neopet species alphabet. But do you think it's a pun on sweet talk? Hmm. Every time I listen to this song, I think Zwie talk during the chorus. LOL. What is this song? Oh, it's new pornographer's song.
Yeah.
Nice. I had not thought about this before, but
could
kind
be.
Of sounds like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Also, I'm very much in favor of replacing lyrics with Neopet names.
Yeah, that's
fun. Don't remember. I feel like I've mentioned this before on the pod, but for some reason, I was listening to the Hall & Oates song Rich Girl, and then in my brain, I replaced girl with slorg. So it's like, she's a rich slorg. She's got
It's like when you meet when you find the very rich slorg that.
That's what it was. That's page. Why. Yeah, because the daily. Yeah.
I like it.
I was like, she's a rich slurm.
Love it.
Anyway, love that. And then Batty says, that's all for now. It's kind of cool watching things change a bit under the new management, and I feel cautiously optimistic. This was from November 20th, so I don't know if that's still the case. Hopefully. By the way, the dream I had last night was that the new meme format was make character British if statement is true. So everyone was posting like make Goku British if the Barbie movie was good. And the replies were all pictures of Goku editing to be eating fish and chips over the Union Jack and stuff like that. I thought about it more after I woke up. And I think if this happened in real life, people who wanted to be haters to OP would just post like a regular picture of Goku standing there, not edited in any way. Thanks for continuing to be on the front lines of Neopets news, Batty. I linked out because Batty made a tweet about this, and I remember seeing the tweet on the timeline because I think we follow them.
Yeah.
And this is and then someone did. I feel like. Yeah, someone did reply with a photo of Goku with a monocle, a plate of fish and chips in front of a Union Jack, and I kind of want this to be a real meme.
Make Goku British if the Barbie movie was good.
Well, but it could be like anything. Like,
yeah.
It could be make Poogle British if Twilight is good.
Yeah.
I said that wearing because Twilight Hannah shirt. Is wearing a Twilight shirt.
I found it at a thrift store the other day. It's like an extra large Twilight shirt.
It looks really comfy.
It's in great shape. I love it. I don't know who got rid of this.
I have to say, devastatingly, I had to get rid of my Twilight shirt, which I think was basically
yeah,
that
it's like
same
the hot
one.
Topic.
Yeah,
Twilight
but
shirt.
it was a much smaller size, and I think I got too big for it, and so it didn't fit anymore.
It's great. It's comfortable. Perfect for moving.
I used to have a pair of Twilight pajamas too.
Oh, wow.
amazing. Yeah. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But thank you, Batty. Great gallery, and very interesting dream meme.
I love it. I love
this is very good.
I love what our brains conjure up.
I think if we could all come together, we could make this a reality.
I think so.
I'm just saying.
I think it would be good.
Maybe we'll retweet that tweet and see what happens.
Okay. Then we have an email from Britt.
This is good.
Yeah, this is a good one. Right up Caroline's alley. So Britt says, hi, Caroline and Hannah. First off, thanks for the awesome pod. I started listening to it and keeping up with the latest Neopets news for research purposes, quote unquote.
Of course.
I teach kids how to make video games and websites and stuff as my job, so that excuse is legit. But somehow along the way, it turned into me genuinely playing Neo again. Oopsie daisy.
Nice.
It happens.
My current obsession is finding pets that are stuck in the pound, which involves some spreadsheets and opening a lot of tabs. It is thrilling when I find one that isn't already on the lost.quiggle.org site and they add it to the list.
Nice.
Cool. I know there is no logical reason to reuse already created Neopet species over creating new ones, but it does feel nice to connect users with pets to adopt. Nice. Anyway, since apparently Neopets Taylor Swift and CBS Survivor are an interest triangle shared by us and everyone else who still likes the same things they liked in the early 2000s, I have a Neoviver question. Which Neopet species do you think would do best at playing Survivor? I want to say Poogle, since they can run fast and seem approachable in a deceptive way. But also Grarls and whatever that can eat non-food items have a huge advantage, so I'm not sure. Cheers, Brit.
This is
a question.
A great... Honestly, I've never thought about this, and I love this
question.
Yeah,
we've never discussed this somehow.
So, first off, Poogles do run fast. We have the Poogle races.
Yeah.
I like that they said seem approachable in a deceptive way. Grarls, and then I think Skeets are the other ones that can eat non-food items, which, like, I don't think is something that has come into play in Survivor because they're humans and they can't. I mean, sometimes they'll eat, like, bugs or worms, but, like, they couldn't eat, like, a tin can or, like, a piece of bamboo or something.
But theoretically, a Grarl or a Skeeth could get, like, they could just always be, you know, full. Because they can just eat whatever the hell's laying around.
That's right. So that would give them an advantage. Although I think, is it Skeets that get sick if they eat like cheese or something? I think there's one of them has some sort of like allergy. Yeah,
there is some kind of allergy.
Just looking at all of the Neopets, I mean, if we wouldn't have all of them in one season, of course, because that would be too many. But if I think about them in general, Kiri...
I was thinking Kiri.
Obviously not trustworthy. Yeah. Shifty ass Neopet.
Yeah.
Would not trust. I feel like
No one would want to be in an alliance with a Kiri.
No.
I wouldn't.
No, I certainly would not. I feel like probably like a Loop or a Gellert would probably do well in challenges.
I was thinking Loop, yeah.
Yeah, because I think they probably can swim.
Seem athletic.
They're very athletic. Yeah, they're kind of like the jock.
Yeah.
Jock type Neopet.
Exactly.
But that could backfire on them because that could end up having them get voted out because they're a challenge threat.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know why, but I feel like Kachik could win.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, not the most physically impressive Neopet, mm-hmm. but, like, nice to everyone, mm-hmm. would have a good social game, would try very hard.
Yeah.
I feel like in the last couple of seasons of Survivor, it has not been who you would expect that wins.
Yeah.
So, like, last season it was, like, an old man. Well, old, relatively. Yeah. He was, like, 60, which for Survivor is
good.
Old.
Yeah.
And then the year before that, it was this this girl named Marianne who was, like, honestly a little bit annoying at the beginning. And she wasn't, like, super great at challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But people liked her, and she made it to the end, and she got the votes. So I feel like something like that could happen with Kachik.
I could see that. I like that. I think I agree. Yeah, how much – like, I mean, I haven't watched Survivor in a really long time. I did always like it. I just haven't watched it in years. But, like, how much of it is – like truly physical challenges versus like mental, or like, I know there's always one where you're like sitting on a pole while they bring out donuts.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's two stages of Survivor, right? There's the team part for like the first half of the season when you're in a team and you're working together and you're trying to beat the other team.
Yeah.
So you don't go to tribal council. And at that point you do want people who are, you know, physically strong or like really good at like puzzles or mm-hmm. something. Cause usually there's puzzles. There can be elements where you're like essentially throwing balls onto a thing or trying to get the balance or whatever. So you need kind of a good team for that. But I think it really just depends. Like in old school Survivor, it was very much like, oh, if you brought us down during the challenge, like if we consider you physically weaker, like you're getting voted out.
Yeah.
But these days people are a little bit more strategic. And so it tends to be more like, well, are you in my alliance? Do I trust you or not? And then the second half of the game, it gets to the individual immunity, which those are typically those endurance challenges. So a lot of times it's not necessarily like the big guy who wins them.
It
could be
sense.
Someone who's like, you know, smaller, but like really mm-hmm. tough. And then some of them are also going to be, you know, puzzle really, like they're always different.
Yeah.
So it kind of depends. You want to be kind of well-rounded, I feel like. I was just thinking Lenny could potentially do well because Lenny is allegedly one of the more intelligent Neopets. That's true. So I bet they would be good at like puzzles and stuff like that.
Well, what about Mincy, the strongest Neopet of all time?
That's true. That's true. But then again, if they make it through, you know, let's say the first half of the game and then people see them as a challenge that they could get voted out. So
yeah.
It's really just a crapshoot, honestly. I've been doing Fantasy Survivor for this season, which I've been doing the last few seasons with some people from work.
Nice.
And you both draft your Fantasy Survivor players. I think I've explained this before. Anyway, you draft your survivors, and then you also pick who you think is going to get voted out this mm-hmm. week. And I am terrible at picking who's going to get voted out. Because you really never know. Like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I think we're going to vote out this person. And then they completely switch around and they're like, actually, it's going to be this person for some random reason.
Yeah.
And I do want to say they added a PPS, very minor spoilers for current season of Survivor Below, scroll at your own risk. PPS, I actually can't remember if Hannah likes Survivor, but Caroline, if you're caught up, how wild was it when Jeff pulled out that knife a few episodes ago? Man is getting chaotic in his old age. Knife emojis. I don't actually remember this specific scene, but he's been a little wild. I think this season he like clearly has been upset because a bunch of people like quit or like basically asked everyone else to vote them out. And I think that disappoints him because he always wants people to like try their hardest. And like, you know, the best story is like the person who's like, you know, used to watch Survivor on their couch and they like trained and now they're on Survivor.
Succeeding
in challenges.
For sure.
So I feel like he's kind of pissed with some of the like millennials who are like the first person this season got eliminated because she allegedly was like not having a great time and she was like, this is way harder than I thought it would be. And then afterwards it came out that I guess she had like a nicotine addiction and she was like doing nicotine patches like up until the day, but she couldn't have them on Survivor. So it was probably withdrawals that was a big part of it,
probably.
Which isn't smart. But then people always get mad when that happens because there's always like alternates or like other people who'd want to be on Survivor. And it's like, oh, you don't even really want it. Like, why are you here?
Yeah.
So I feel like Jeff has been a little irritated this season.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Anyway, great idea.
Yeah.
We'll be thinking about this more.
Yeah.
Certainly. I would love to get Mike's take on it, actually. He doesn't really know the Neopets that much, but I feel like he could just look at them
and
give his honest opinion.
Yeah.
Thank you, Britt. This is great.
Yeah.
Also, thank you for your service, finding stuck pets.
Yeah.
That's
very cool.
Very
dedication.
Important. Great. Okay. We have one more email, I think.
Yes.
Yes. And I just closed the tab.
It's all right. I got it. This is from Danny. Danny says, hi, Caroline and Hannah. I have really been enjoying your podcast. I've been catching up on episodes starting at number one, especially while I work. Amazing. I love it so much. I love the Neopets and personal content. It's very chill and soothing, and I'll be so sad when I run out of episodes to binge.
Oh,
thank you. Thanks. I'm currently on episode 93, where you guys talk about the caption contest, and I noticed on contest number 3, one of the winning entries is by Christine Teigen. I don't know if you guys have talked about this yet, but it looks like she really did win the caption contest. I know that she's canceled these days, but I still found it so interesting. I also noticed the entry itself was wiped. I wonder if it was so embarrassing that she cease and desisted Neopets to remove it. Or maybe it was a condition of John Legend's ambassador contract. Thanks so much. Thanks to you both for the podcast. It was my top 5 Spotify Wrapped podcast, and I'll be a faithful listener as long as you keep posting them. So excited to hear your eventual take on P-Gate 2023. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Did we talk about Chrissy Teigen? I know that we
have talked about it before.
I know we found that her name was on there.
Yeah. I just verified it again, and they're right. There's Christine Teigen is listed as one of the names, but the caption has been removed. So I don't know if that was just an error or if they did that on purpose now that she's like famous.
Yeah, I don't know. That is funny though.
But yeah, I mean, to be fair, I never thought she was lying about it.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would lie about winning the caption contest on Neopets. It's not really
that much clout. Yeah.
This does make me think, though, the fact that like John Legend is the ambassador for Neopets now, which really I don't know that he's done anything beyond making that one video.
No.
I do remember all of the people who were talking about like John Legend help us with like the seasonal attack.
Yeah, stuff. There was a Reddit post where someone was like, sorry, I'm just not familiar with the ambassador program. Like, is it John Legend is the ambassador? And people were like, yeah, John Legend's like furious about the super attack fee, the seasonal attack fee. That was very funny. So, but no, John Legend has been radio silent on the SAP debacle.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this Reddit screenshot you sent me a few days ago where it's like, imagine John Legend boycotted the seasonal attack fee. And then someone commented, fun fact, all of me was actually inspired by his adoration for the seasonal attack fee. I can imagine this re-release is taking a toll on him. And then someone else commented, all of me? I think you mean all of P.
Amazing.
So, very good.
Love it.
Yeah, never not going to be funny. I know he's an ambassador, especially because
such a reveal.
He hasn't posted anything.
I know he hasn't done anything
since. So
very good,
great.
Anyways, thank you all for the emails.
Yeah, these are lovely.
Very good.
Always nice to hear from y'all. All right, we got it, man. We're recording in the morning instead of the afternoon.
Yeah.
We are going. We're almost an hour and a half in.
Wow.
So
all right, almost there.
A couple more segments to go. Should we get to the boards?
Let's do it.
Getting ka-cheeky.
Okay, so I had a really hard time.
Yeah, mine is like not really.
So this is from the role play boards, because why not? Topic, were teens in the early 2000s meeting up at the mall?
Oh.
OP says, my mom gave me some money and I want to go to Hot Topic and get a new choker for pitcher day. Who's coming with? Mm. And then they said, then we should get pretzels and sit on the floor in Walden Books reading manga until they kick us out. someone else commented, if I get one more punch on my pretzel card, they'll give me a freebie.
Wow.
Someone else said, does anyone else want to go and get their ears pierced at Claire's? Someone else said, I heard they give septum piercings at Claire's now. And then it's the shocked emoji. I don't know. Someone else says, let's go to Spencer's instead. I hear they got a new shipment of lava lamps. And then the OP says, start sweating because I'm not usually allowed to go in Spencer's, but I have to look cool in front of everyone. Oh, heck yeah. Spencer's rocks. I can relate to this.
That's funny.
My mom did not approve of Spencer's gifts.
Yeah.
It's too rude.
Yeah.
Crude humor. The sugary fragrance of sizzling Cinnabons wafts from across the food court beyond Spencer's and Hot Topic. Gulp. I'm in danger. Someone said, we can get a Cinnabon before we go to Spencer's, right? Someone else said, sorry I'm late. I had to charge my Zune. Then OP says, oh my god, I have to get a mocha latte chill from Cinnabon. It is awesome sugary goodness, XD. Then someone else said, we're going to hit the photo booth and take silly pics with each other, right? Make sure to bring your digital camera too.
Yeah.
And then someone else said, yeah, but seriously, don't flip off the photo booth camera or I can't pin the printout on my cork board. So yeah, this
I
is
like
very much within the experience of going to the mall with your friends in the early 2000s.
Yes.
I was a frequent visitor to Hot Topic, obviously, for Twilight merch and other reasons.
Whatever else was there,
yeah.
Harry Potter. And
yeah, it was. Hunger I would. Games. I would hit up Hot Topic. I would go to American Eagle to get some jeans.
Yeah.
Sometimes check out Aeropostale.
Grab a slice at Sparrow.
There was. I think we used to have an Orange Julius. Right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, there was an Orange Julius. Claire's.
Obviously,
go to Claire's, yeah.
Yeah,
grab a like 85 pack of earrings.
So many. Yeah, I feel like actually as a teen or a tween, I didn't actually go to the mall with friends that much.
Yeah.
I would go with my mom to like at the beginning of the year to get like
stuff.
Clothes.
Yeah.
And that was always a stressful experience because you know, you're changing in the dressing room.
Yeah,
your mom
is
telling you how she feels about these jeans or whatever. And then everything's always too expensive.
I know.
It's a whole thing. And then you're at the mall with your mom and then you see someone popular.
Yeah.
And it's just a whole thing.
Oh, God.
And then beyond that, like I would hang out with friends. It wasn't that I didn't have friends, but like I just don't remember us going to the mall together a lot.
No, it wasn't something that we did.
I would do
maybe
it sometimes.
A few times, but.
Yeah, I would do it sometimes like by myself. Like if there was a specific thing I wanted to get, like we had like a spirit day coming up and I wanted to get like a specific kind of clothes or they had new Twilight merch at Hot Topic, obviously.
I do remember going to, I went with a friend to the grand opening of the Forever 21 at the mall.
Wow.
And it was like, experience. Like, it was like so busy, and but it was like really exciting because it was Forever 21.
Of course.
It was like a big deal at the time. And they were, I just remember they had like a DJ and they were like playing the like, this like, to like remixes, you know, of these. And it was like, we were there for like so long because there were so many people. I just remember we left and I bought like, I don't know, a skirt and like a top or something. And we left and we were like, that was like a lot.
Yeah.
Like that was really overwhelming.
Yeah.
So yeah, the mall was an interesting time.
Yeah.
In life. Now malls are different.
I mean, do people really go to malls anymore?
They're just like different now. Like, we live near one and I'll go there like occasionally for like a certain store, but I don't just go there to like go there.
Right.
Just like mill around.
No.
You know? And I don't really see groups of teens as much.
No.
It's like not really the thing to do.
Yeah.
Because everyone just shops online.
Exactly.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. That's my post.
I love it. It was great. I do still enjoy the smell of Cinnabon.
Oh, for sure. I feel like the only time I ever get Cinnabon now is like at the airport.
Yeah, I haven't had one in a long time. Like a real
or an actual Cinnabon, yeah.
But, you know, they are good. Anyway, okay, my post isn't really much of a post, but I was on the Avatar, I almost said subreddit, the Avatar board. Whatever. And someone was posting about how they make fonts and they were offering up their services to other people. And a big part of their font page was Taylor Swift related fonts.
Nice.
So I thought I would just highlight this person's work because I was very impressed with it. It's very good. As I've talked about on this page before, I used to be really into making fonts, and I used to have like a font page where I would take font requests and like people would neo mail me and I would make them a font. And, you know, so they have some cute ones that have like, little Taylor Swift lyrics. One of my favorite ones that she has is a whole like New York City cityscape that says "Welcome to New York" on the bottom. It's very impressive. And she has one that's like a TV. It's hard. Like these image fonts, I never really did. I did a few of them, but they take a long time. She has one that's got a TV and it says "Karma is the guy on the screen."
I know. I saw the last one is "Karma is the guy on the Chiefs."
On the Chiefs. Yeah. So that's there, which was cute. And she has like a remember when I pulled up and said get in the car, and there's like a car, and then there's this traffic light one. This is IDK.
The little friendship bracelet ones.
Yeah,
are really
the friendship bracelet ones are cute. There's one that's just like all the hearts for the different eras colors. So yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'll link to this if you guys want a Taylor Swift font. They're here for your use.
Yeah, it says that you can just
use them, or you can request a custom.
But do not take credit. You do not have to explicitly give credit, like link back here.
But if anyone asks.
But don't say that you made the fonts.
Because
clearly this person has worked very hard on these.
Yes. No, some of these are really tough to make. So I thought they were cute. And I was like, this is cool. I would have loved this. This is like the type of thing that I would have made when I was like in my font era.
Oh, absolutely.
On Neopets. So I'm a fan.
I'm going to probably copy one of these.
Yeah, they're really cute. And very impressive. Like, yeah, I don't know. I never knew how to make the image. It's like all about spacing, like you're copying like these blocks or whatever. But it takes a lot of trial and error to like make it look right because you're pasting it in like a little box that doesn't, you know, it's tough. So I was impressed. I saw her on the boards with the Welcome to New York one and I was like, that's really cool. So we will link this out for y'all if you're interested. And that is the boards post of the day.
I love it. There definitely is a lot of crossover between Neopets and Swifties, I found.
You're out here.
Although I did see someone posted a Neoboard about – oh, they were talking about how Spotify has the little different colors now
when
you're playing from the different eras. And then some people were like, oh, yeah, this is great. Like, my favorite is blah, blah, blah. And then other people were like, I just don't get the hype. And I was like,
all right.
You didn't need to post. This is not for you.
Thanks for sharing.
Anyway, these are really cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right, should we get to the items?
Item time.
Curiosities.
Okay. My item, this is not, I was going to do a holiday one, but then like I just happened to acquire this item and I was like, no, I'm going to do this instead. So it doesn't have anything to do with the holidays, but that's fine. So this is from 2009. Mm. It's a rarity 84. I got this from, I don't know what this was. I won this from something, maybe a wheel when I was
spinning.
I've been a lot of wheels lately because of the thing,
right,
the tasks.
Same.
So anyway, I got this. It's a bonfire playset.
Hmm.
And I picked it because It's just like a really weird image because you can see that they've just pasted in the effigy play doll.
They have. I was going to say, I was like, this looks familiar.
Yeah. So they've added, so it's a bonfire. It's like a little fire with the sticks. And then they've just like pasted in the effigy play doll, which is there. And then there's like little, looks like kebabs.
Kind of. But like made out of blocks maybe?
Yeah. Or like. It's like, yeah, they're like fake, they're, you know, roasting brightly colored things. And they're there. And they're really small. So this is only 25 Neo points and it's a toy. But I just thought it was like weird. And the description is, now you can recreate the fun of a bonfire anytime you want. But it's like, why is the effigy play doll there? Which we've covered before.
Yes.
So that's weird.
What? Yeah. It's a just bonfire playset. Like, I can understand like a camping playset. Like you have like a Barbie and like a little fire Barbie and like a camping tent and like some marshmallows or whatever. But the fact, it's an enormous bonfire. You have an effigy play doll and then some, I don't know what those are, honestly, skewers of things.
Yeah, it's just funny that they pasted it in like that.
Bizarre.
It was weird. So I had to recognize it on here. Wow. You can have a bonfire at the holidays, I guess. I don't know. It's a toy.
Yeah, I mean, definitely during the winter, it makes sense.
So that's just strange. I don't know who did this and why, but
very odd.
The effigy play doll makes an appearance. Wow. But yeah, I got this. Showed up in my inventory, and I was like, what is that?
That's crazy. And
here we are. So, anyways.
All right, bonfire playset.
Yeah.
Well, I did go with a holiday-themed one. Nice. I was looking, and this one is from 2012. It's an advent calendar item.
Okay.
And it is deplorably ugly Christmas ornaments.
Mm.
And this is funny because I feel like we were just talking.
So we were.
Mike and I set up our tree. We got a new fake tree and we set it up and put lights on it and ornaments and everything. Looks and I was good. Showing the ornaments that we had to Hannah and she was like, what is this weird mask on the back? And I was like, it was given to me as a gift, so I can't really get rid of it. So I just put it on the back of the tree because it's kind of creepy.
It's like a
masquerade mask, like you would get in like with the New jingly Orleans or something. Thingies, but yeah, very sinister. And then we were just talking about like sometimes you just have these really weird.
You just
ornaments
have a fucked up ornament
inherited, and you just have to have them.
Yeah,
you know, like it's not always about aesthetics.
No, yeah, I was saying like I'm like see all these TikToks that's like aesthetic Christmas trees, and I'm like no, Christmas is ugly. It's campy,
yeah,
and it's like
it's
weird
chaotic
ornaments that you. It's just a conglomeration of that. It's like rainbow lights.
Yeah.
And it's like gaudy
Correct.
And over the top, and everybody has a fucked up ornament,
yeah.
And you have to have it.
Yeah, no, it's right. I was thinking about, have you seen those TikToks where people paint their kids' toys fucking neutral colors?
I was just talking about this at the engagement party I was at last night.
Insane to me.
It's like the sad beige mom TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, this woman painted her kid's toy.
Yeah, I saw one where it was like a little Christmas tree toy.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
Yeah, and she painted it like these muted, ugly-ass colors. And I was like, why?
Well, it's also just like, yeah, I don't think your toddler should be like putting something that's been spray painted
right
in their mouth.
Right, it's bad for multiple reasons.
Yeah, so that's, anyway.
Anyway, the one other thing I will say is we definitely have some of these. So we have some weird, like, kind of handmade ones that have been around for years and years. Don't know why we have them, but we do. But back home at our house, my mom has now gotten into she'll just sometimes do two trees where she has, she has a fake one and then sometimes she'll get a real one also. And she'll put one in the living room that has all of the like really nice ornaments.
Yeah.
And this is like the aesthetic one where she has like this tinsel and
sure,
these little
sure
icicles and they're all very beautiful and glittery.
Yeah.
And you can see it from the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in the like family room, then we'll have the real tree.
Fucked up tree.
Where it's, it's like usually a real tree and then it's just like, all of the weird fucked up ornaments that we have that have been passed down for generations.
There's so many that like I made when I was like four.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, you still have this. Great. Yeah. So this item I think is very funny. Both the description is, what is this? I don't even ... This was given out by the advent calendar in year 14. The picture is like, I think it's a crumpled cardboard box with a bunch of these weird ornaments. One of them looks like kind of a hand puppet with like button eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's called not just ugly Christmas ornaments, but deplorably ugly.
Yeah.
Like, damn, so savage.
Truly.
But you know what? It's relatable.
It is. You have to have some deplorably ugly Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
It's just part of it.
It gives it character.
Yeah, it's character. I want my tree to have character and be silly.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, I like it. That's funny.
So, that's my item.
Very nice.
I think 2 weeks from now is actually, like, Christmas Eve, so we probably won't be recording then.
No, likely not.
And then the week after that is New Year's.
We'll probably see y'all in 2024.
I think at this point, yeah, it's gonna be in early January.
Yeah.
So, happy holidays. Hope you all stay safe and warm. And have a lovely time.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see you in 2024.
We will. That's crazy. So on a festive note, good night, Mr. Coconut.
Good night, Mr. Coconut.